Now, O's test. We're going to do O's test and O's U today. They're both very short. They're both very different ideas, but very impactful ideas. So, Tzadik writes in O's test, he's continuing to go through the topics of Maseches Brachos. He says, "Achrei shehuzker le'el inin muvas lo yuchal liskon." After mentioning this concept to the pasuk, the person makes a mistake. There's no way to fix it. Shebeminiyas hamitzvah yesh kilkum. A person holds back, he doesn't perform a mitzvah, and he has opportunity. That itself is a kilkul. That itself is called destructive if you had a chance to do a mitzvah and you don't do a mitzvah. So he's bar od. He wants to elaborate now. So a person is sitting down, he doesn't do a mitzvah that he's obligated to do. He didn't do an iser, he didn't do anything wrong. He didn't speak Lashon Hara. He just sat there idle. So he's going to prove from the Mishnah Maseches Brachos that when a person doesn't do a mitzvah, that's k'ilu he's done avera. He didn't do anything wrong. He just stayed quiet. He didn't speak Lashon Hara. It's k'ilu asa avera. So just like one would run far away from an avera, from eating treif and Michal Shabbos, we'd run very, very far away from doing any of those. So too, we have to run towards a mitzvah. We have to misdarit ourselves to perform a mitzvah, not to sit there idle and just blank, but to do something. Kach shemati, that's what you heard from the Ishbitzer, sheish lomod kein midiuk lashon ha-mishnah dereish brachos. From the very beginning, the first mishnah that we're learning, we can make such a implication. She'omar hatane im kein lom la'amru chacham. The mishnah said, if that's the case, if you're allowed to say shema until the morning, that's the halacha, to alos ha-shachar. That's what the Mishnah says. So, Lamar Amru Chacham, why did Chacham say, Lahakdim Ezman Kriyashma Belaila Shekru Rak Ad Chatzos? So, why do they say you should really read it before midnight? Lo Ad Al Sashacha, you have another few hours. Kidei Laharchek Es Adam Min Ha'Avera. It says in the Mishnah, to distance one from an Avera. He didn't do anything wrong. If you don't say Shema, you just miss the mitzvah. There's not an Avera. How can the Mishnah is calling this an Avera? Shelo Yavar Alav Kola Laila Beli Likro Shema. Person should avoid the avera from not reciting Shema. So nimsu lemeidim, we can learn from here. Shimrak nimna milikras Shema. If you just hold back, you refuse, you refrain from saying Shema, that itself is called nechsheves lo laver. That itself is called an avera. Ubemes davar pashatu, it's obvious. Shimminias maisa tov nechsheves avera. It's obvious that when a person doesn't do an opportunity, he misses an opportunity to do something positive, a chesed, it's considered avera. Chazal called this, when it comes to the din of not wearing tefillin, a person doesn't wear tefillin, he's called poshe yisrael begufin. One who does not wear tefillin, he's called one who is negligent in his body. Shedinam sheyordim legehenim. Such a person who doesn't wear tefillin, his end goal is gehenim. V'nidodim ba shnei masachodesh, for 12 months he spends there. L'mishu begether, one who's in the category of Kakafta de la Marach Tfilm, a gaver, a person, a head, who doesn't wear tefillin, Rosh Sheinu Menech Tfilm. So what do you mean? Wearing tefillin is a mitzvah. So if a guy didn't wear tefillin, that's not an avera, he just missed a mitzvah. Yet we still see such a person who doesn't do a mitzvah, Onsha Gadol Kol Kach, it's such a incredible, such a strong punishment. He spent 12 months in Ganim just for not wearing tefillin. Afa gav de eino ose bepoel shum maisera. He didn't do anything bad. He was a Mechal Shabbos, didn't eat treif. Ella Kol cheto, his sin, shev yaltasa, sit and didn't do a thing. Shenimna mikim mitzvah tefillin, that itself is called an avera. So that's one point, that we shouldn't sit idle ever. It's important sometimes to think and to process and to let things seep in. Hispodus, of course, is a big topic. But the person sitting down just wasting time, doing nothing, that itself is considered avera. We have to keep our time busy with whether it's making a pranasa, whether it's a chesed, whether it's limud Torah. There are many ways we should keep ourselves busy. That's the first point. That's ostas. Os Yud now. A completely different topic now. This is a very important piece in Limud HaTorah now. He writes, B'tchilas HaShas, the very beginning of Maseches, Brachos, all of Shas, Rimzu Lo Chazal, we have a very important foundational idea when it comes to Limud HaTorah. Shekol binyan limudo shel adam yeh miyosad ahamikra. We know that everything is sourced in the Pasuk. Some halachas are very strongly based in the Pesukim, and others not as much. So, for example, the Mishnah Chagiga tells us that Hilchos Shabbos is very little in the Pesukim about Hilchos Shabbos. We know it says not to do melacha 39 times, lo tasa melacha b'Shabbos, but it doesn't tell us Zareya, doesn't tell us Borah, doesn't tell. So, there's very little in the Pesukim, and others like Karbanos, there are very many details. of the psukim that describe karbanos. But everything we know is based in the Torah. So he says this has to be the kavanah when a person learns. So kol binyan limudo shel adam yeh yusan al hamikra has to be founded on Torah psukim. That is, hapasuk shemitochem is bar shetziva Hashem. What is the pasuk we're learning? We're learning Maseches Brachos, right? Maseches Brachos. What is the pasuk about Maseches Brachos? It's about Kriyat Shema, the whole b'shachah of kumecha. So he says that should be the intention. Al osa mitzvah shadonim ba b'mishav b'gemara. What is a pasuk that the Mishnah, that the Gemara is darshaning? Upasuk zeh, that pasuk yeh nochach einav b'chol eis shadon b'prate mitzvahzu. So imagine, we're learning Maseches Brachos. We're learning whatever the Mishnah Gemara is talking about. He says, no, it's not just to learn about the Gemara. Try to envision, try to imagine the pasuk b'shachah b'mecha. Shema Yisrael, that's the pasuk we're darshaning, making a much bigger picture. Yes, it's only a small word, and there's many, many psukim, many gemaras that talk about this, but have everything traced back, at least mentally, with your focus, it's going to understand the pasuk of Shema Yisrael. It's not just we're learning Gemara, it's really understanding the Torah Shebichsav. So he says, Ki azehu dan b'limudo, amash et tziva Hashem yizbarach b'tarasa. This is what a Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded us. Shema has created a whole mesechas, or at least a few prakim, of a Kriyat Shema. V'yazeh ramez Rabbi Huda nasi b'chibur. That's Rabbi Huda's hinting to us. The Rosh HaMishnayos, that he opens up all of Mishnayos, B'pasach B'lashon Me'emasai. U'bezeh Tana, was Me'emasai mean? From when do you start saying Shema? And the Gemara there asks, Me'emasai, Tana Akrakai, meaning, we have to know what is Shema. Before you ask me when you're doing this, right? You can ask me, when are you going to work? Well, what's the work? What do you want me to do? What's the job? First tell me what's the job, and then tell me when to go to the work. So it tells me, when do you say Shema? What is Shema? Tell me what Shema is first, and then tell me when should you say Shema. So that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara answers, Tana Akra Kai. The Mishnah is working off of the Pasuk. I mean, the Mishnah assumed that you and I knew the Pasukim. We know the Pasuk in Parshav Eschan about Shema. We know that Pasuk. Off of that idea of the Pasuk's inner mind, now the Mishnah is trying to darshan. So when do you say this Pasuk? At the nighttime, in the morning? So Tana Omed Bidvarav. The Farish is a pasuk b'shach b'chav kumecha. The Gemara is darshaning those pasukim that should already be in our mind, in our focus. Kidme Farish b'Gemara. Like the Gemara goes on to explain. La ruye b'hala horo is coming to teach us, l'chol adam halome torish ba'peh. Whoever learns torish ba'peh, d'chol mishnaso, all his learning, v'yune yirak akra kai. That's the first idea. Everything we learn, we should be thinking about how this relates back to the pasuk. It's b'shach b'chav kumecha. We're learning Masechah Shabbos, Lo Sasa Melacha B'Shabbos. What does that pasuk mean? Understand that pasuk. We're learning whatever, Pesachim. You're learning about not eating chametz. When you learn the halachas, remember it goes back to the pasuk. That should be really the focal point. Lamo da kavanas pasuk Shabbat Torah. To go back and understand the focus of the pasuk. Ube'ofen zeh, in this way, HaTorah Shabbat Peh tiyeh muvuseses al Torah Shabbat. This way, the Torah Shabbat Peh is not just standing alone. It's not divorced from the Torah Shabbat Chassav, but actually builds off it. It's connected back. It's rooted in the Torah Shabbat Chassav. Velo kalimud ha-chachma mishar chachmos ha-olam. Not to just stop learn a science, to learn an art. It's learning the Torah Shabbat Chassav. Uchmeduma shekach shemati, I believe, he said, that's what I think I heard from the Ishbitzer, gamkein shezui kavanas tana akra kai. Okay, everybody have a wonderful day.